AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A big win for Democrats in the Georgia Senate race.
CBS News projects that incumbent Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock wins the U.S. Senate runoff in Georgia, defeating Republican challenger Herschel Walker, who conceded. That at Warnock's campaign watch party in Atlanta.
Yes, you're right. We won.
Democrats will have more power, controlling the chamber 51-49, since they will not have to work out a power-sharing agreement with Republicans. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Two companies within the Trump Organization have been convicted of tax fraud. CBS's Catherine Herridge says this could be a harbinger.
The verdict is a major blow and could complicate the Trump Organization's operations going forward by making it harder to secure loans. It also seems to strengthen a separate investigation by the New York State Attorney General, alleging members of the Trump family inflated their net worth to get the most favorable terms from banks.
The Supreme Court will consider whether state courts can strike down politically rigged voting districts. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson on what might happen if the court says they can't.
You could have a group of legislators do this gerrymandering so that the other side could never win, and there would be nobody to tell them, no, you can't do that.
Some Republicans believe state courts don't have authority over state legislatures in elections. Just a handful of survivors of the attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii 81 years ago are expected to gather today.
The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
There's no recording of the initial CBS News report on the attack. What you just heard is a later recording of the initial bulletin by CBS News correspondent John Charles Daly. About 2,400 servicemen were killed in the bombing on December 7, 1941. The attack drew the U.S. into World War II. Pioneering record company executive Jim Stewart has died.
If you're a fan of scorching 60s soul music like this, Jim Stewart is the man to thank, a white man who co-founded Stax Records in Memphis with his sister Estelle Axton in 1957. Stax founder Jim Stewart was 92. Peter King, CBS News.
The host of The Daily Show, Trevor Noah, says goodbye on Thursday. The show has celebrity hosts on deck, including former Senator Al Franken, Chelsea Handler, Sarah Silverman, and the former Daily Show correspondent Hasan Minhaj. Noah says he plans to hit the road doing more stand-up comedy. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear span building at end-of-the-year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, that this department is reaching out to the community, and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 22. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow, highs level off around 33. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 16. 1 to 2 inches of snow Thursday night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 29.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. A lot going on. Is creative expression the new strategy for Christian fundamentalists and the Supreme Court to love bigots? I'll get into that in just a moment. This is the case the court heard yesterday. Also, perhaps not coincidentally, but I suspect so, Vladimir Putin just signed into law banning basically being gay in Russia. And why is Sam Alito making jokes about black children in Klan costumes? We'll get to all those things in just a moment. In the second hour of our program, our single guest of the day, Greg Pallast, is going to drop by with a live report from Georgia about what's going on down there. Way long. He says across the white parts of Georgia, the rural and suburban white parts of Georgia, maximum wait to vote, 10 minutes. Not so the case in the black parts of Georgia, where the Secretary of State has made sure that black people have to wait in line for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. We'll talk to Greg about that in the second hour. Also, why the right loves this pseudo-Hunter Biden laptop scandal. I'll fill you in on that. In our third hour, also in our second hour, Kanye West wants Jews to forgive Hitler, really? And in our third hour, how COVID has made this the worst flu season in decades. And it's not the disease, actually. We'll get into that in the third hour. It's not even your immunity, but there's something weird going on here, and we'll talk about that in the third hour of the program. But I want to start out with my rant today from HartmanReport.com. It's titled, Is Creative Expression the New Strategy for Christian Fundamentalists in the Supreme Court to heart bigots, to love bigots? And, you know, it looks to me like the Supreme Court is absolutely hell-bent on reversing basically all of the progressive legislation of the last 80 years. And maybe even, you know, going way, way back beyond that. I mean, 1907 was when Teddy Roosevelt got the Tillman Act passed, which made it a federal felony for any corporation or officer of a corporation or lawyer for a corporation or lobbyist for a corporation to give any money at all to any candidate for federal office. And of course, the Supreme Court overthrew that in 2010 with Citizens United. So, you know, arguably it's not just for the last 80 years. In fact, it's at least the last 115, 120 years. But here's what's going on. In the Masterpiece Cake decision in 2018, the effort behind that was to strike down what's called a public accommodation law in Colorado. Public accommodation laws have been on the books at the state level going back to the 1850s, 1860s. And basically what they say is that if you run a business that deals with the public, you must accommodate the public within certain parameters defined by law. Now, the old public accommodation laws, not so relevant, but the most modern public accommodation laws are entirely what this is all about. And they started in 1964 with the Civil Rights Act. The Civil Rights Act contained a part called Title II, which was the first real, in this realm, the first real federal public accommodation law, which said that if you are going to run a business and you are open to the public, you're letting anybody from the public come into your doors, then you are a public accommodation, right? You are providing accommodations to the public. You're doing business with the public. And if that's the case, you may not discriminate against who you let in that door based on race, religion, or national origin, or color. Those are the four words that are in Title II of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Now, the Supreme Court has not gone after those four things, yet. But what they have gone after is an expansion of those four things that has now happened over the last three or four decades in 23 states, or 22 states in the District, 23 states in the District of Columbia. And that is that in those states, these are the states that are not controlled by Republicans, in those states, LGBTQ plus people, basically, you know, the whole spectrum of gay, lesbian, trans, these folks are protected by the public accommodation laws of these 23 states in Washington, D.C. Now, there is an effort to make this a federal law. Jeff Merkley has been sponsoring this bill for as long as he's been in the Senate. And there's multiple people sponsoring them in the House. In fact, in 2019 and last year in 2021, the Equality Act passed the House of Representatives. And what it did was it added to the federal law, to Title II of the Civil Rights Act, it added to that provisions that would protect the gay, lesbian, and trans communities. But every time it passed the House in 2019 and last year 2021, it was shot down by a Republican filibuster in the Senate. So it's not federal law. So what the Supreme Court is looking at is whether or not they should strike down this law in Colorado. Now, that extends these protections to basically the queer community. And what in 2018 in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case happened was this guy, Phil, what's his name, came in and said, I shouldn't have to bake a cake for a gay couple because of my religious beliefs. And the court, while they sided with him and said, no, you don't have to bake that cake for those people, they didn't say you don't have to do it because they're gay. And in fact, they sent him back to Colorado and said, you have to take a class in public accommodation law. Now, this is a fairly common thing for white collar crimes where you want to have the person who committed a crime avoid going to jail. And in fact, Phil, what's his name, had to go take that class, and Sam Alito got all bent out of shape about this. Yesterday, he was just hysterical about it. Jack Phillips is the guy's name. And he went into this rant about how this was a re-education program. And the Colorado, the lawyer for the state of Colorado was saying, no, it's not a public re-education, it's not a re-education camp. This is not Mao and Stalin. But he was just nuts. Almost hysterical about it. And Neil Gorsuch. So anyhow, but like I said, they didn't succeed in using religion in 2018. Even though the guy sort of won the case, but he didn't. So they brought it back this time, and this time this woman, Lori Smith, and her Creative 303 company, which might make websites someday. Now, this is where it gets really weird. The Supreme Court is the court of final appeals. So somebody harms somebody, somebody sues, that lawsuit goes back and forth through the courts, works its way up through the courts, gets to the Supreme Court. In this case, nobody did anything. She has never produced a website for a gay couple. She's never been asked to produce a website for a gay couple's wedding. In fact, she's never produced a website for anybody's wedding. She just might want to. This is an entirely hypothetical case. That tells you how hard this court is reaching out to change the law. They're just second-guessing Congress. They're saying, oh, to hell with Congress, to hell with the president. I realize that, you know, they're representing the people. They were elected by the people. They passed this law with a majority vote. That's democracy. But screw that. We're the Supreme Court. We're going to overthrow it. This is the worst kind of judicial abuse. And the MacGuffin, the pivot point, the gimmick that they're using to try to overturn these public accommodation laws that protect gay and lesbian and trans people is that they're saying that she is a creative person. And if you say that a creative person may not discriminate against gay people, gay marriages in this case, then you are somehow stifling her right to free speech. They're trying to make it a First Amendment issue. And if they succeed in this, and it looks like they're going to, I mean, it's fairly clear they've got the votes among the six right-wingers on the court. The ruling will probably come down next summer. But if they succeed, then they're going to blow up these public accommodation laws in 33 states. And no longer will the gay, lesbian, trans, the LGBTQ community, no longer will they have protections of law with regard to people doing business with the public. Now, you know, and doing business with the public is not some God-given or even Constitution-given right. If you want to do business with the public, you have to start a company. You have to register with the state. You have to do business in a way that does not harm the public good. I mean, there's a bunch of rules. But the Supreme Court is dealing with this, I think, extraordinarily disingenuously. In their falling all over themselves to trash gay people, basically. Or gay marriage, in this case. And, I see this as a really bad thing. And by the way, once they say, oh yeah, creative expression is protected, does that mean that the house painter who's painting your house can refuse to paint your house if you're gay? If you're gay married? Or your barber can refuse to cut your hair?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Or the bartender who makes a special drink can refuse to serve you? I mean, these are all creative expressions, right? This is where the court wants to take this. Guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive, you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. I have no doubt that she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Wow, these sound pretty exciting to me. I'm on my way to check them out for Louise. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude 90. That's a $75 savings on a best-selling holiday gift. Plus, Pajamagram does the gift wrapping for you. You need to order today, though, because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. And tell them Tom Hartman sent you. Check it out at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? I got two great ideas, certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are, and both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things list. First, Cozy Earth luxury bedding. You will be surprised, just like I was, at how soft they are. It's like floating on a cloud. They're not only super soft, they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo, which makes them naturally temperature regulating. So the people who receive your gift will sleep comfortably year-round. Louise and I sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. I can get you 40% off right now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, this holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and boom, you'll get 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom. Welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour. So at the same time that Justice Alito was making, I kid you not, making jokes about black children in Klan outfits during the debates yesterday, about whether businesses that do business with the public should be allowed to discriminate against gay couples, against gay married couples, or couples that want to get gay married, and gay couples that want to get married, or lesbian couples that want to get married. And I mean, this is obscene, right, to begin with, just the fact that they're going down this road. And then Ketanji Brown Jackson, our first black justice, or black female justice, excuse me, I believe she's the third or fourth black justice. I'd have to go through the list in my head. But in any case, she tried to ask a question, you know, because the entire case is hypotheticals, right? There is no case here. There is no injury. Nobody tried to get a gay wedding website. Nobody got turned away. Nobody got sued. Nobody was harmed. Nobody is seeking damages. That, you know, there is no case here. This is purely the Supreme Court trying to overturn laws passed by Congress and the president, which is just nuts, right, first and foremost. So anyhow, she tries to, because it's hypothetical, she comes up with this hypothetical argument where she says, well, what if somebody was taking pictures and they wanted to do it 1940s style? you know, Santa pictures with little kids. And back then, the Santas were always white and the little kids were always white because black kids couldn't go to Santas in malls. They just, you know, malls didn't let black people in the 1940s. And, you know, would they be able to say, no, you and black children, you can't be in this picture? At which point, Sam Alito interrupts her and starts making a joke about, you know, black Santas turning away little kids in Klan outfits and whether black or white kids would be wearing Klan outfits. And I mean, it was just totally bizarre. And then, as if to put a punctuation point on what these guys are really all, you know, really all about, yesterday, Vladimir Putin signs into law in Russia the law that I think Sam Alito wants here in the United States. And he may well create all by himself. I mean, you know, give him enough time. But this law bans public expression of LGBTQ identity in Russia. In other words, if you are perceived as behaving in a way that is gay in Russia now, you can go to prison. I mean, this goes way beyond, hey, you know, we caught, you know, Ralph and Johnny having, you know, getting it on, you know, in the back room. This is not even about sex. This is about simply the expression of being gay or lesbian or trans or... And showing that, this law makes it illegal to show gay people, essentially, and I'm using that word in the most broad sense, it makes it illegal to show such folks on television, in movies, on the internet. I mean, you know, it just basically criminalizes being gay. As the New York Times says, Mr. Putin has long cast the LGBTQ lifestyle as a Western intrusion into Russia's traditional science and as a society and values. Russia has banned, quote, propaganda of non-traditional sexual relations, end quote, among minors since 2013, and now it's for everybody. Nobody knows exactly what the word propaganda means, and this, you know, although they do say it's a, quote, a distorted idea of the social equivalence of traditional and non-traditional sexual relations, end quote, from the Russian law. By the way, this passed the Russian parliament. This tells you everything you need to know about Russia's democracy, and I put that in scare quotes. It passed the Duma, the Russian parliament, by a vote of 397 to zero. Zero. Amazing. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what do you think the Supreme Court is going to go after next? How does this tie into the you know, Proud Boys protesting drag shows and shooting up South Carolina electrical stations?
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term...
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back?
Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Let's face it. Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with a low of 22. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow. Highs level off around 33. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 16. 1 to 2 inches of snow Thursday night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
People ask how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartman.com if you want to really support our program. 34 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. A lot to talk about. By the way, Alvin Bragg, there's a couple of other quick stories that I wanted to share with you, and then I'll be picking up your phone calls. And feel free to give us a shout about any of these topics or where you think this is going. How far will the Supreme Court take us back? I mean, how many rights are they going to roll back? What's up next? Anyhow, the DA in New York City, the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, you'll recall, you know, I was kind of trash-talking him a few months ago when he won his, when he became the DA and dropped Cy Vance Jr.'s apparent planned prosecution of Donald Trump, criminal prosecution. He's the guy, you know, keep in mind, the Attorney General, Letitia James, is, in fact, it's with the jury right now, is prosecuting the Trump Organization, not Donald Trump, but the companies that he owns, or the main company that he owns, for tax fraud and bank fraud and insurance fraud and things like that. These are all criminal matters as well. I mean, she's seeking enough money to basically break his companies and to ban them from doing business in New York. But putting him in jail, that's Alvin Bragg's job. He's the Manhattan District Attorney. And he just hired the guy who led the investigation into Trump's business practices on behalf of Letitia James. So Letitia James, you know, built this whole case, had this incredible investigator. His name is Matthew Colangelo. And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's Colangelo. Colangelo? I don't know. But in any case, Matthew, we'll call him. Matthew was the guy who oversaw putting together the case against the Trump Organization. And he just got hired by the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg's office, to put together a case against Donald Trump for criminal behavior, number one. That's fascinating. And number two, on the abortion front, and this blows my mind, a mother was talking to her 17-year-old daughter on Facebook, in private, in one of the private messages on Facebook, about how to use the abortion pills. Her message said, the one pill stops the hormones, and then you gotta wait 24 hours and take the other pill, read one of her messages. And then her daughter writes, remember, we burned the evidence, and later I will finally be able to wear jeans. Well, Nebraska is prosecuting them for an illegal abortion, and they got a search warrant. The police from Norfolk, Nebraska, got a search warrant, took it to Meta, to Facebook, and said, give us that correspondence between this mother and her daughter about how to use these birth control pills. And Facebook turned it over, and they're going to try and throw these women in jail. In fact, in prison. This is, I mean, you know, I asked earlier, where is the Supreme Court taking us? Well, let's start there. Malcolm in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. Hey, Malcolm, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Tom. Our court system has been screwed up and out of control for a long time, and a lot of it is selective. You may remember in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s, you had a rap group called the Two Live Crew that was sued by the United States of America for their lyrical content. And thus, the record industry decided to put the parental advisory stickers on music.
That's right. And Al Gore's wife was all hysterical about this, Tipper Gore.
Right. And right now you have rap artists where their music is being played in court, but once again, it's still an expression protected by the First Amendment. And often, in some cases, they're held without bail just based on song lyrics. But we don't hold Hollywood to the same standard when there's a shootout in the Terminator movie. On one instance, we can say it's just expression and it's art, but we're selective with it.
Right.
But the biggest problem is our courts have been unchallenged. Like right now you have in Arizona, free and fair election, no fraud, but the courts are still stepping in to challenge the election that just took place. With the TV host, I believe Karen Lake, maybe?
No, Carrie, you scared it out of me. You're talking about the woman who just lost the Arizona governor's,
right.
Carrie Lake.
She lost and she's still taking it to the court, and the court is still, like, instead of certifying it, they're still delaying it through the court system.
Right.
And that shouldn't be the case.
Agreed.
You know.
Agreed.
And once again, with Biden's student loan forgiveness, we have the courts stepping in to block it.
Right. And this has been the result of a multi-year campaign. I mean, when John Roberts was working for Ronald Reagan in the Justice Department, he put together a 27-page memo about how Congress could overturn Brown versus Board and Roe v. Wade, which were the big goals of the Reagan administration, and go, you know, take us back to segregation and take us back to abortions being illegal. And I mean, you know, he was all about that, but in his opinion, or in his, it was an opinion that he gave to Reagan, basically, you know, to the Republicans. In his opinion, he was saying, you know, this doesn't need to be done by Congress. It's best done by the courts because Congress probably won't do it, although they could. I'm with you. I'm with you.
And with the Facebook, what people have to realize is with social media, it's no longer public. Once you post a picture on Instagram, it almost becomes internet property or the property of the company, and it's no different, no exception with Facebook.
That's correct.
With the Oath Keepers, a lot of their communication was done on other apps, which the government sees, you know, to use against them in court. So in Nebraska, they're in bad shape. They might want to try and hire a good lawyer, but it's tough to operate on these social media platforms and think that you have privacy. Because you essentially sign all those rights away when you download the app.
Yeah, not only do you not have privacy, but everything you write on Facebook becomes the property of Mark Zuckerberg, basically, you know, the largest stockholder.
Your microphone,
Facebook.
Your camera roll, your GPS location, all of that, you sign it off.
You're absolutely right. And your photos and your words, actually, even.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
whole camera roll.
There you go. Malcolm, thanks.
Well, have a great day, Tom.
Yeah,
always
you too.
A pleasure.
Thank you, and happy holidays. Tom in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court case and how they're dealing with what people should and should be able to do as a decision as a contractor, or like a baker, or in this case, a graphic artist.
Well, hang on just a second. If I could just introduce a distinction here, and then I'll toss it back to you. There's a difference between being essentially a contractor and offering business with the public. And for example, I run a business. This radio show, but I just turned down just last week. We just turned down an ad. There was a company that sells steaks that wanted to advertise on our show, and I have a policy of not taking ads from companies that sell tobacco, meat, or gold. I just won't run those ads because I don't like them. I think it's just a personal thing, right? But because it's a business-to-business company, I'm not offering public accommodation. I'm not saying to the public, come on in and do business with me. This is business to business. And so the public accommodation laws, by and large, don't even apply. So, anyhow, back to you.
All right, well, as a retired shop teacher, let's say, I used to have a saying for my students, if you work with your hands, you're a laborer. If you work with your hands and your mind, you're a craftsman. If you work with your hands and your mind and your heart, you're an artist. And I think the distinction comes down to, let's say I had a coffee shop, and somebody walked in with something I didn't like, but they wanted to print it. And they just stuck it down the copy machine, you know, self-service part, and they ran it off. That's just being a laborer. I must let them do that, okay? If somebody came in and wanted something done like a business card or some standard type of printing thing, a brochure, and I've got templates and things like that, if they come in and I don't agree with their message, as a printer, I think I would be obligated to reproduce that. But if they come in and say, no, we want something beyond your normal sundry craftsman or laborer work, we want an artistic piece. We want you to put your heart and soul into it. If I'm a customer, I don't think I'd want to go to a place that wouldn't respect my position. And so I would avoid even going to a place that wouldn't do it. But as, let's say, if I was a printer who somebody wanted to come in and do something about something horrible, and I just didn't agree with it, I'd say, no, I don't do that kind of work. And it would be along the lines of, like this lady who's a graphic artist. If she's using something like WordPress or Joomla or one of these, you know, basically template plug-and-play things where she just puts the content in, she's not being creative. She's just putting that stuff in there. She should do it. But if they say, no, we want you to go into create a whole new website and use a Dreamweaver or some, you know, higher-end type of piece of software where she's got to be a creative person in it, I think that's where you get into the area of, well, you know, why make a Jewish baker print a cake with a swastika on it. There are going to come times when a provider is going to say, you know, I just don't agree with that. I can't do it. But there's certain levels of work when you do that kind of thing. And I think a good construct for, you know, maybe the courts to take into account is, are you being a laborer? Are you being a craftsman? Or are you being an artist? If you're a craftsman or a laborer, you got to do it.
Yeah, you're missing the point of the argument, though, here. And, Tom, you're basically making the argument that the conservatives made before the court yesterday. And I think it completely misses the argument. Because if a Nazi walks into a Jewish bakery and says, you know, make me a cake with a swastika on it, the baker can say, no, I don't do swastikas. There's nothing wrong with that. Right. That's not illegal. What the baker can't say, the Jewish baker can't say, well, actually, the Jewish baker can say, you know, I won't do it for you because you're a Nazi. Let's turn the example around. If a Jew, a, you know, visible, you know, somebody wearing a yarmulke, or somebody dressed like a Hasid, you know, a Hasidic Jew, were to walk into a bakery that's run by a Nazi and say, mm-hmm. you know, I want you to make a cake with the Star of David on it, the Nazi could say, no, I'm not going to do the Star of David. I don't do those. But he can't say, you can't walk into my store because you're Jewish. That's the distinction.
Well, I agree with that. That's not my argument.
Well, that's the current law. But what the Supreme Court is saying is that the baker should be able to say to the Jew walking into, the Nazi baker should be able to say, put a sign on his door that says, Jews may not enter this place of business. We do not do business with Jews. That's what the court...
Well, I agree that's wrong. Pardon? I agree that's wrong.
Yeah, okay.
I agree that's wrong.
Yeah, so then, you know, we're in agreement that the Supreme Court has gone wacky on this. Okay, cool.
Well, yeah, but here's a construct that can maybe help people understand it better.
Yeah, and that is, very quickly.
Well, is it labor, is it craftsmanship, or is it being an artist?
Yeah, that's the ground on which the court wants to argue it. But the real ground on which, you know, I mean, this is public accommodation laws. This is, you know, not what must somebody do with the public, but who must they deal with? And that's what it's really all about. Tom, I got to run. Thank you very much for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's like a bartender can say, no, I'm not going to make that particular drink. I don't know how to do it, or I don't like it. But he can't say, I won't make it for you because you're Jewish or gay. A lot of us don't take online privacy as seriously as we could, but using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or bus on speaker for everyone to hear. You don't know who has access to your most private, sensitive information. So don't be that person. Here's why I use ExpressVPN. Internet service providers, no matter which provider it is you use, know every single website you visit. And in the U.S., they can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your own data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. No wonder it's rated number one by Business Insider and The Verge. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. expressvpn.com/Tom.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed.
Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Man Crates House Sauce Maker and the Watchmaker look like great gifts to me. Man Crates will be awesome for the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% with code FESTIVE50, 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 at mancrates.com. That's mancrates.com with the code FESTIVE50, mancrates.com. Welcome back. Kathy just called a moment ago and said, I'm a professional photographer. I'm pretty sure if I post my pictures on Facebook, they don't become the property of Facebook. And then just as we were hitting the break, she said, other people can't take them off Facebook. Well, those are two completely different things. I don't know that Facebook has ever taken somebody's copyrighted stuff and said, yes, this is ours, but I'm pretty sure that their terms of service say that they could. But just because something is on Facebook doesn't mean that any old random person can just copy it off and say, oh, that's no longer that person's property. So anyhow, Mark in Philadelphia. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Good afternoon, Tom. I originally called for one question, but now your conversation has me thinking about something else. But the question I was calling about, Tom, was this: Speaker of the House election. Republicans are fractured. Democrats are pretty united. Why has there not been more discussion about the possibility that a Dem could be elected Speaker, if the Republicans are split and the Democrats are together?
It is, a remote possibility. You'd have to get, there's still two races that haven't been decided, but I believe you'd have to get probably 5, 6, 7 Republicans to go along with it, which is pretty unlikely. Although there is talk about Adam.
Well, why would you?
Go ahead.
Excuse me. Why would you need to get the Republicans to go along with it if 20 or 30 Republicans were not supporting McCarthy? and you know, decided not to vote or vote present or whatever, a simple majority could do the trick.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And there is a conversation, and it was kind of a one-day news story. I haven't seen a reference to it again, but I believe it was last Friday, about Fred Upton, who is the Republican, was the Republican member of the House of Representatives, I believe from Michigan, who voted to impeach Donald Trump and then lost his primary. And there was talk about having Fred Upton be the guy, because he's widely liked across the Republican caucus. He's not a MAGA Republican, but he's close enough. You know, he was very supportive of Trump until the very end. And, you know, having him be the Speaker of the House. And that seemed to boil some people. I don't know if you could, but you know, it's an interesting question, Mark. I don't know if you caught it this morning. They gave the Congressional Medal of Honor to the Capitol Police. And as the Capitol Police and their families came up to shake hands with, there was Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and Kevin McCarthy and Nancy Pelosi. They refused to shake hands with Mitch, all of them, the police officers and their families refused to shake hands with Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. I thought that was astonishing. C-SPAN has just tweeted a picture of it or a video of it, and I just retweeted it. You know, it's just fascinating. Mark, thanks for the call. I gotta move along. James in Oakdale, Louisiana. Hey, James, what's on your mind?
Hi. The case about the woman and the daughter writing back and forth about abortion.
Right, on Facebook.
Suppose they were just doing a collaborative event on writing a fictitious novel about the future, and then the government realizes that they were just writing a story, and then can they sue the government for malicious prosecution and defamation of character?
If that was the case, they might be able to go after, I mean, there is this thing called sovereign immunity, which makes it really, really hard to sue governments. But it's not impossible. And, you know, if it was that kind of a case, but this was fairly clear cut. The 17-year-old was pregnant. She wanted an abortion. Her mom was, and apparently they're not living in the same household, or maybe they are, I don't know, but her mom was walking her through it in you know, how to use the abortion pills, you know, Milfrestone or whatever it's called. Was walking her through how to do that, and that is the conversation that the prosecutor in that town in Nebraska. Now what's interesting is that it appears that the search warrant that they served on Meta on Facebook did not mention the word abortion, which raises the question: if Facebook had known that this was going to be the prosecution of a 17-year-old for getting an abortion, would they have complied? Would they have gone along with it? Because if these women go to jail, in all probability, it's going to turn on this search warrant, on this information from Facebook. And I think it's a big deal. James, thanks for the call. You know, the hypotheticals just kind of go on forever here. But, you know, we're only in this situation because the Supreme Court got taken over by six right-wing whack jobs. We'll be right back. Greg Palast will be with us about what's going on in Georgia. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-24-
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ready.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Health
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.